fascinating, especially with like a technician's license, like you're saying, how you can kind of digitally reach further. Like I've been trying to talk my dad up in Wisconsin to get his license and stuff, and we could radio each other. I'd set him up with a note or something, and that just seems super fun.
The other huge advantage is, and you know, a lot of folks don't think about it, but I've had some experience with some folks in retirement communities, and you know, if you're a ham and your family says, "Hey, Dad, it's time. You gotta move into this place." You know, you're not going to be able to set up the 80 meter off-center dipole, and your tower's not coming with you. And hams are going to want a ham, and being able to put somebody with an HT, you know, in their bedroom, talking to a hotspot, and they're able to reach out and kind of continue their ham career throughout the world. It just, you know, that makes my heart warm, and I'm glad that there are ways that, you know, people can do it regardless of their situation. It's really, really heartwarming in my mind that, you know, people still have options to go out and be operators, even when the space isn't there and the ability to climb towers isn't there. And I had one conversation with a gentleman who was legally blind and had just gotten his technician and general license same day because he's just an overachiever, but had not bought his first radio yet, but was using Echolink to have conversations. And, you know, I love that this hobby is so inclusive and makes way for so many people to do so many different things. So another way to think about it is just it's a way for everybody to do something.
Yeah, I guess, you know, like I've heard these guys call in. The one guy called in via his All-Star node, and the other guy called in, I think, on Echolink. I haven't called any, I don't have the Echolink app on my phone. I should download it. But every now and then, I learn something new, and then I feel like I've checked a little box on my radio card. And so maybe I should get on Echolink and just get my toes wet in the digital world doing something like that. Like the one guy called in from the UK, I think he was on Echolink. Like I could call the UK from Echolink. Why not? I could be the American talking to all the British folks.
WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Yeah, you know, you just have to remember if you're calling out to the east, you're probably going to have to do it after lunch because they're going to be doing their nets in the evenings, and it's going to be kind of middle of the afternoon for us. So, but, you know, time change is not that hard to deal with if you can keep that UTC number in your mind.
Conversation, and I'm excited to continue to explore this, but it's getting late. I gotta go to bed. So KR4K, I'm gonna be clear in 73s. Thanks, guys, for the good convo.
Hey, yeah, good talk to you, sir, and look forward to having conversations with you in the future. Kind of the same situation with me, Chris, but curious, did you make it back to the house yet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've just been sitting in the driveway. I probably got to head in, too, here. But it was good to chat with you, Mark. And I didn't catch that other fellow's name, but KR4KEF. Nice to chat with you tonight. And so anyway, thanks for letting me take part in your rag chew, even though I checked in late. And, yeah, sorry, I was late.
As long as the microphone's still lit up, or the radio's still lit up. All right, I'm going to go ahead and do a last call for anybody who wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net doing the awkward pause. And we'll just say anybody anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, this is last call. Call KQ4WHN. Nothing heard. I will just make a note that if anyone is trying to figure out where Cornwall, UK is, it is almost due south of Higher Crackington. Higher Crackington, it's due south. I know that would make everyone's day just a little brighter. All right, folks. Well, we've got everybody in the log. We had a total of 67 tonight. We had a good rag chew about a couple of different topics. And just want to remind everybody that we've got Gary, KI4DOS, going to be running the net tomorrow night. And he's going to have the swamp net. Maybe somebody will be selling an ICOM 7300. You never know. Come and join us tomorrow night at 9. Stand by, and I will go ahead and build my net report and send it along. That's a wrap for tonight, but 2 weeks in a row I've had higher 60s counts. So keep it up. Keep listening. Don't forget to hit that PTT button on the side of your mic every once in a while. And for heaven's sake, go to your QRZ page and update your email address. Not enough people do that. This is KQ4WHN, securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73, and good night.